Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Review. I can't believe that it took me almost an entire month to come back on the air, but it's absolutely insane how many technical difficulties and scheduling conflicts that I've had over the last month. It's been a crazy start to a new year. But I'm back, and I've been keeping up with Dave, of course, and I've actually started to keep up with Young and the Restless more. So I'm able to talk more about that. And there's a lot of new news in the soap world, so there's a lot to talk about in 30 minutes, and I'm probably not even going to be able to get to all of it. But if you'd like to call in, we can try this whole call-in thing. It's 646-929-1538. So I want to first off and start with the fact that, you know, over the last month, actually couple of months, you know, a lot of fans have been coming to me and asking me things about Daniel Cosgrove. Well, is he coming back? And there's a lot of rumors on his IMDb page. Have you heard anything? You know, all that kind of stuff. Well, the thing is that this is something a lot of people don't understand just because of the fact that they're not in the middle of everything. And, you know, it's a complicated situation when you know things and you either, A, can't talk about it, or B, you don't know anything. And you're kind of in this limbo and you're like, well, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I don't know what's going on. Well, a lot of people were coming to me and saying, well, we think Daniel's coming back. Is he coming back? Is he a ghost? All these other sorts of things. And, of course, Ken Corday has to go and lie and in an interview and say that once you're dead, you're dead. Well, we already know that that's not true, but that's how he steved it, you know, because he's had all these things where, you know, Peter Ruckel came back as a ghost for a few episodes. And, you know, Joe Mascalo finally left Days because he has some health issues. But he says that we haven't seen the last of Stefano. Now, it could be a ghost. It could be that he's not really dead. I mean, does the Phoenix ever really die? I just don't think that him, you know, in the situation that he was left in, I don't think that, of all people, I don't think Hope would have been the right one to take him out. I just think that that was kind of... It's kind of the situation where EJ died and Clyde Weston, who's a brand new character, took him out. I think that's a little ridiculous. You should have somebody of value to the history of that character be the one to take him out. If they're going to die, they need to die by the hand of someone that they have brutally tormented or something of that nature. I don't think that that was a very fair death in EJ's case, and it's not a fair death in Stefano's case. So I don't think Hope was the right choice. So I'm hoping that it just comes to light that he's not really dead. But, you know, we never know. So anyway, back to the whole situation with Daniel Cosgrove. You know, whenever I've spoke to my sources and things of that nature, I've spoken to them about, you know, what do we know, what don't we know, and what can we talk about? You know, the answer is pretty much always imminently the same. It's, you know, we have an obligation to keep our mouths shut about certain things just because we legally can't say anything if we do know something. There have been things I've legally not been able to say over the air that I've known for several months at a time, and I've had to just kind of vaguely say, don't worry, it'll work out, you know, kind of a thing. And with this, we literally just didn't know. They have been so airtight on certain things that we literally didn't know. He's been filming for a few months. We didn't know that. These are things we just didn't know, and a lot of other prominent sources didn't know either. And they were, I've spoken with them, and they said, you're in the dark like I am. I said, okay, well, you know, as long as I know that, you know, that our situation hasn't kind of become bleak and doesn't have any, you know, I don't know how to put it without it sounding like I'm dissing my sources, because, you know, they've been wonderful to me over the past few years. But, you know, sometimes things just get hard and you just can't talk about it, or you just don't know certain things. But like I said, you know, they've really kind of become airtight on a lot of different things. But yes, Daniel Cosgrove is back. And so with that being said, we don't know exactly what the return means. We don't know if it's a contract. We don't know if it's a recurring thing, and we don't know if he's even alive. It could be one of those, she sees him in a vision, or it could be another ghostly experience like Bo. There's no telling, but we also know that they are moving forward with her developing a relationship with Rafe. Now, whether you support it or not, that's the direction they wanted to go with. Now, I see them obviously bringing Aiden back to create some sort of grief. But here's the thing. After what he did to her, and Hope's not a forgiving person to start with, I don't see him becoming an interloper in any way with all of that. I don't know how or why they want to do this whole thing with Hope and Rafe, but we've gone over that a million times. Rafe is one of those characters that they just prop up, and they put him on a pedestal, and they make sure he never comes down. And with that being the case, with Bo dying, we knew with what they did, with how they wrote the story, that Rafe would end up being the one that, you know, quote-unquote took over and took Bo's place, which you can't take Bo's place, but that's how they tried to portray it. And so with all that being said, there's no telling what they're going to do in terms of how they're going to have Aiden re-enter the picture. So many different ways. It's a soap opera. There's so many different ways they could do it. But I know that a lot of, you know, Hope and Aiden fans are really excited, but I don't see it being a positive thing. I just don't. So moving on, of course, this is not the newest news, but I haven't been on the air in a few weeks. But Kate Mancy is out as Abigail, and she's just decided that it was time to move on and try new things. And that was a decision that I think that a lot of people at NBC respected and that we respect. And, you know, sometimes you just have to venture out and do new things. And so the next question that was on everybody's minds that a lot of you came to me, are they recasting? I don't know. I don't think so. If they do, I think it's a really big risk, because it's the same thing with what they did with Chandler Massey. I thought that recasting Will was a mistake. Not that I have anything against Guy Wilson. I just don't think it was the best choice. And a lot of people agreed that it never was a very good choice, but he did the best that he could with what he was given, and he actually developed pretty well into the character. But of course, he can't fill the shoes of Chandler Massey, and he knew that. You know, I respect him a lot for trying that. But with Abigail, you know, Kate Mancy was a recast, and it turned out really well. And I feel like it would probably, more than likely, it would flop. I don't think it would be. She has been in the role for so long that people can't picture anyone else in the role. It's the same thing. You can't recast EJ. You can't recast Sammy. You can't recast these people. It's just completely and totally impossible. So I don't think that there's at any point that they're even going to consider doing that, because it's too much of a risk factor. And more than likely, she'll just move away. She and Chad have been having so many different issues, you know, with him, you know, bouncing back and forth, and the whole thing with Belle was weird. I liked it, but it was weird and brief, and it kind of teased a lot of people, and people wanted to see more of that. There's no telling. Chad can end up cheating on her, or something of that nature could be what breaks them apart, or whatever. I doubt, because they value them so much, that I don't think that they'll do anything to jeopardize them. But Billy Flynn's not going anywhere, so obviously she is. So something has to happen to make her leave. But I highly doubt that they recast. And if they do, there's just a lot of, like I said, there's just a lot of risk. It's the same thing with Young and the Restless. Whenever Michelle Stafford left the role of Phyllis after 16 years of playing that character, and, you know, when they recast, I personally liked it. I liked the whole recast decision was perfect for me. I like Michelle, but I really like what they've done so far with all that. So it just depends. Sometimes it's worth the risk. So they may do that. In terms of, you know, people have come to me and asked me, you know, is the whole Chad and Belle thing over? I don't know. I have no idea. They write so much, and they film so many months in advance that there's just no telling. And, of course, I loved the storyline. I liked it. I didn't like the way that it started, the fact that he was being brainwashed. But of course, you know, they have those moments of they have to have a storyline that's ridiculous. They just do. I feel like it's just kind of, it goes, it's par for the course. They have to have a storyline that's absolutely ridiculous. And that one was completely and totally ridiculous. So, but it really intrigued fans, and they really enjoyed it. I mean, the amount of interaction that people were having with NBC and telling them how much they liked it. Of course, the Chad and Abby fans were off to the side saying, this is ridiculous, we hate it. And I completely get it. You know, I've been in that position where I've just been infuriated by a storyline like that. But they did it to get a rise, and that's something they love to do with the fans, is to create storylines that literally are just there to make people mad. But I was one of the few that enjoyed it, and I wasn't mad about it at all. So with all these different casting changes, and the storylines have, some of them have kind of fallen short. We've had a lot of deaths that have happened over the last several months. Daniel dying was one of the hardest ones that I've watched. Ariane Zucker is so good at what she does that when she went to, you know, say goodbye to Daniel, and, you know, Chloe's return and Maggie having to say goodbye to her child, and the fact that they made her choose who got his heart. I can't even imagine being put in a situation like that. But I think, obviously, she made the right choice because Brady's beautiful. And not that Eric isn't, but Brady's beautiful. And this whole thing with Brady having Daniel's memories, that's a little far-fetched. I understand that, like I said, we're in soap territory, but it's borderline preposterous that they have this whole memory thing going on, because it's not even medically accurate. It's ridiculous. But they're creating some tension for Brady and Teresa. It's not the best, but they're wanting to kind of create some angst. But a lot of people are sitting back going, is Brady going to develop feelings for Nicole again because of this? So everybody's kind of hoping. They don't even care about the circumstances. They just want them back together because they've been a super couple in their own right. And so I wouldn't mind it, but I've become such a fan of Brady and Teresa that I just really wouldn't want to see that again. No offense. I know people are going to just absolutely hate me for that. But I really liked Brady with Kristen. See, I liked a lot of his different pairings, but I've never been 100% emotionally invested in Brady. The only time that I ever got to the point where I was like, I love this character, I want to follow this character's story, is when he got with Teresa. Of course, I liked him with Kristen, but there was absolutely no future there because she's a psychopath. And so whenever they killed Kristen off, which I thought was a mistake, but we won't even get into that. But killing her off, and we were left with the whole, the body was never found kind of thing. So we had finally just had enough of that character because they've beaten us to death with her sociopathic tendencies. She's so all over the place that there's just no way that I could ever, that anybody I think could ever rekindle an interest in Brady and Kristen. It was just too far gone. So whenever they brought the whole Teresa and Brady thing, bonding over their alcoholism, you know, it was, you saw two people that were in, like, the darkest part of their lives, and they had a very sexually charged relationship in the beginning with no feelings, and then it turned into something, of course, through tragedy and other things, and made them realize in the wake of their alcoholism that they were missing out on a lot of things, including being happy. And so whenever they found out about Tate and they developed their relationship, I think a lot of fans finally started to like Jen Lilly and the character of Teresa. Not that people didn't in the beginning, but it was a risk in itself to have so many new come in. And Jen is amazing, and she's such a beautiful person. So people immediately became interested in her, and everybody loves Brady. So when they put them together, it was just, I mean, it was kind of, there it was. There was no getting around it. It was, couldn't help but love or love to hate. So with what they're doing now, with Brady having this epiphany of having feelings for Nicole all of a sudden, people are actually kind of going, no, I like Brady with Teresa. And then there's people going, I can't stand Teresa. Let's not do that. Let's just get him away from her as quick as we can. So you know, people are kind of left on the fence. And that's something I've seen a lot of interaction on Twitter about, is the Brady situation. And then people want to see where Nicole's character is going to go now that Daniel is out of the picture. And it's been said that her character is going to go through crazy changes this year. So overall, I think that 2016 is probably going to be an interesting year with the storylines and with the new characters that have come on. We have so many different people coming from other shows that it's kind of interesting to see what they can bring to the canvas because of the types of people they've played on other shows. And, you know, I understand that a lot of you are still feeling pretty negative and bitter about, you know, certain deaths and certain just changes to storylines. I understand that a lot of you are still angry about those things. But I think 2016 is the year to give it a chance because the one thing that I hope for is that the show is able to be renewed. And, you know, it's looking really good. Things are looking great. And the ratings are good enough that we can stick it out for another couple of years and hopefully many more after that. So I know that a lot of you have told me that you don't watch the show anymore because you're still mad about the EJ and Sammy thing. Even though that story didn't really develop when she came back, we are still left with the hope that she was going to find him. And he is so important to the show that I don't see why they wouldn't at some point bring him back. Because now that Stefano's out of the picture, Andre can't do it by himself. And Chad is he's just not the right material to lead the family. So there has to be more people to lead that family. And there's just, EJ is just, he has to come back at some point. I can't accept that they won't bring him back. I can't accept that they would just let that die completely. So, you know, overall, I'm pretty okay with the way things are going. I mean, obviously, there are some storylines I would change, but I think they're doing better. I know that a lot of you disagree with me, but I really do think that there's been a lot of improvement to the show, and I think a lot more to come. So let's just give it a chance and see where it goes. With Young and the Restless, I haven't really kept up with it like every single day, but I really have been enjoying they've kind of drug it out a little bit. That's the Sage and Dr. Anderson storyline with the baby switch. It's so Days. It just reminds me of the situation with Sydney on Days that I kind of naturally think it's going to blow up in Sharon's face. It's going to be awful. But she has no memory of all these things. And, you know, I don't know how long they're going to drag it out because, you know, hanging in the rest of it, they drag things out to the point where there's literally no climactic point ever in the storyline. It just takes its time. That's the main storyline that I've been paying attention to. And, you know, Phyllis trying to be devious and the new Billy recast. I'm not feeling him at all. I'm just not. Because you've had all these different recasts, and they all have similar features, and then I know that that's not the most important thing to a character, but when you look at him, I'm like, he's literally night and day. He doesn't look a thing like, you know, Billy Miller or any of it. He doesn't look like any of them. So it was just kind of, I don't know. Maybe I'm being too critical, but I mean, he's a good actor. He's great, but I'm just not feeling it. So I'm going to try to be more on top of every storyline going on with Young and the Restless, but you know how my life is. It's absolutely it's just too much. So, but yeah, it's been an interesting start to the year, and I'm hoping to get to do more things with you guys and have some more interactions with you in person rather than just having to do things, you know, over social media. I love meeting fans and I love talking to you guys and I love your passion. I've had a few of you come into Dress Barn and I just love that you're still so passionate about these things because you know, the one thing that people don't realize that don't watch soap operas is that the following is still so big. And when you guys come in and, I, you know, if I see you out in public and we talk about things, you know, your passion's what's gonna keep it on the air. And that's what's so important, is that you stay that passionate and always be really vocal. That's what they want from you. It's completely different than any other type of entertainment. It's just not the same. Primetime TV is nothing like it. The way that they film daytime television versus primetime television is completely different. And daytime television is so much more easily manipulated that if you have your voice heard, if enough of you go forward and say, hey, I don't like this, or hey, I love this, or whatever it is, believe it or not, you do have that impact. And so I absolutely encourage you to send letters and emails. And, you know, I know a lot of you have told me, oh, I don't see the point. They don't read it. Honey, they read it. I promise you they do. So don't ever be afraid to be vocal. They have, you know, the hotlines where you can call and leave messages. They love that. So, you know, never be discouraged. Always do that. So if you have any, you know, questions or comments about the show or anything, don't hesitate to message me, email my my business email. It's on Twitter. So don't ever hesitate to do that either. And you've all been really good about that. And I love opening my messages every day and seeing some of the things that, you know, that you notice or that you hope to have come to the canvas on the shows. I mean, all of them, even General Hospital and Bold and the Beautiful fans will say things like, you know, is this going to happen, whatever. Well, I may not follow those shows as much as I do Days and Young and the Restless, but of course, you know, there's people in my life every day that can answer these kinds of questions for you. And if you ever want to talk to, you know, anybody that specializes, quote unquote, in those soaps, then yeah, contact me. It's a great business, and it's great getting to know you guys every day. And it's just amazing the kind of passion that you show. It's just amazing. So next Sunday, obviously, I don't know what the topic will be. I always choose the topic of the show in the middle of the week. But send suggestions. We're doing polls all the time, and we'll do a few this week. So, you know, anytime that you want me to talk about something, don't hesitate. Send me a message and say, hey, could you do a show on this? That's what the Bowen Aiden fans did. They said, Hope and Aiden fans did. They said, could you do a show specifically on them? And that's what I did. So, yeah, absolutely. Don't hesitate. I know some of you have said, I don't want to bother you, but really it doesn't bother me at all. So I will be back at my regular time, hopefully, if my schedule isn't insane, but at the regular time of 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time next Sunday. And like I said, send me your comments, emails, suggestions. Tell me, love me, tell you, hate me. I don't care. It's whatever you want to talk about, I'm there to talk to you. So I will see you guys next Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Good night.